Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to another Friday Book Club discussion here on the Literary Escape Podcast. And today we are heading into book four. Mm-hmm. Of the Minnesota Kingston series by Susan May Warren. So we're going to talk about Austin, which happens to be one of our favorites in the whole series. I think just about everybody agreed with that one. But before we hop into that, here's my reading question for you ladies. Are you ready?
Yes.
I love it because Jessica's going to get surprised again, I think.
We got to turn and face Jessica.
Watch her expression. Here we go. Do you read the acknowledgments and the author's note before or after the story, or do you skip them entirely?
I skip them entirely. Well, no.
I was like, what? You told me before. Did you read in the author's note where she said?
Okay, yes. I don't know if I do the acknowledgments, though. But I do. I guess I do sometimes read the author's notes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was one thing, and you were like, I'm like, well, if you read the author's note.
Yeah,
but no.
I was going to say, I think you read
But
them.
I don't always read them, but that one, but I do sometimes.
If I'm reading a book, then I do.
The physical
book. Generally, I do. However, it's really, I'm really bad about it on my Kindle.
Mm-hmm. Never.
But you sometimes Never. Miss important information. Like you did on that one. I'm like... I don't even remember what the book was, but I was like, you should have read the author's note.
I'm not going to lie. There is important information
a
lot of times, especially on the historical side where they'll say things specific to maybe an event or a person, historical event or person they put in or whatever, location, whatever. But I don't know. I'm like, okay, story's done. Move on to the next.
Do you put acknowledgments and author notes in your books?
I do.
I don't think I read them because I probably already know all this. It's my sister.
I don't expect people to read them. I expect more people to be like me. But there are some people who like to read them. So it's in there.
Sometimes it gives you some good information as to where they got some of that stuff. Like,
yeah,
I went and these people helped me. I went into these historical places.
Yeah.
I went, like, this is true or based on this, you know.
Yeah.
But. I want to say
I think I maybe read the author's notes in the was it Tamara Alexander's Carton? I'm not saying that right. Carton House.
The
plantation.
Yes.
I'm not saying the name of that place right. That one I did because that was so tied into the history there, and it's Civil War history, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
So, I did, and that's how we discovered, like, you know, this is a real place. Mm-hmm. These things that she wrote in here actually happened. I mean, her first story in that series was all about
it was the
actual
Christmas
love
one.
Letters that a family still had, right? Between an officer and a lady at the plantation. So, anyways, so that one I did, but I think that's the only book ever or series that I've ever read the author's note on. So I would be curious. So anyone listening, or if you're look at the blog post for this episode, if you just drop it in the comments, do you read the author's notes? I'm curious how many people actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, now we are ready to dive into Austin.
Okay. There's trouble in the North. His secrets could get them killed. Austin Kingston isn't impressed with Mr. Billionaire Declan Stone. Sure, he's handsome and has a generous heart, but she's happy with her life as a treasure hunter / shark diver. Besides, she's seen what wealth can do to someone. No thank you. And then a routine dive turns treacherous and she finds herself in need of a rescue. Billionaire Declan Stone can't stop thinking about the beautiful woman who led his dive team, but the last thing he expects is to find her adrift in the middle of the Caribbean. This could get complicated because billionaire Declan Stone is living a double life, and the last thing he needs is the woman he's come to care for in the middle of the crosshairs. But what's he going to do? Leave her adrift at sea? More, now that she's discovered who he is, can Austin fall for a guy whose life means danger? Suddenly, Austin and Declan must survive being lost at sea, dodge international hitmen, and expose a deadly conspiracy. But with time running out and enemies closing in, can they trust each other enough to survive? Or will the secrets they keep drag them both into the depths of betrayal? Dive into this clean but sizzling survival, forced proximity, romantic suspense. Perfect for readers who love their romance with a side of heart-stopping action.
Yes, there's a lot to talk, but you just read a line on there, the secrets that they keep, and it made that song pop in my head. Oh. Isn't there a song? Oh, the secrets that we keep.
Right?
Am I right? I'm going to turn to Derek on this one. There is a song with that, right?
Yes. He's like, don't tell my secret that I sing that.
It just popped. That song popped in my head. Okay, I have been with Derek for like 25 years now, and that sounded bad. We've been married. It sounds like I've just been living with him. We've been married. And we do that a lot, like little phrases, and then it will pop a song or a movie quote in our head and we say it. So it just popped in my head. Anyways, okay, we already know Austin and her family pretty well at this point. We're just getting to know Austin a lot better. She's a bit bullheaded, I think, to be honest. But she doesn't really frustrate me as much. I could really connect with her, totally connect with her. But I just want to talk, I'm kind of jumping around our order of things to talk about, because that, when we open up with her going diving by herself, and then she comes up from her dive and her ship is gone because a storm has, was it a storm that blew through or something?
I think she thought she could get down and up before
the storm hit, and she didn't. She came back up. She literally was in her diving gear, floating in the middle of the ocean by herself. I stopped breathing at one point while reading this. Did you guys, I mean, how'd you guys react to that? Mainly because I think, water in your face, water in your face.
Well, then I'm like, you're out in the middle of the ocean at nighttime. You guys stay alert the whole time because if a ship comes or something. And then the sharks and stuff.
Yeah, that was the part that got me.
Yeah, like,
right,
I'm
before.
Okay, yeah. How do you keep the sharks from eating
you? How many
you?
Days was it? 2 days or something?
Yeah. I feel like it was a full night and almost into the next night before
you're right.
she was. Because I was, like, being awake that long. I don't know.
You're tired. Yeah. She's clinging to the air tank to keep her afloat, right? Or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Was she? Yeah.
Yes. Because then,
no, it was on her back at first still. Am I right?
And she had that little flotation.
She had like a, yeah, some sort of flotation device, didn't she, or something?
Well, no, she was using the air tank, and then the sharks came, and somehow she got a hole in it, but then she had that flotation thing she could blow up.
Oh, but it sounded like the flotation thing went up and down like
this. Like
it
was red or something in it. Yeah. And that's how they found
her. She did have a thingy on her.
The
I
watch.
Don't think it was
like a
on
GPS.
Her. It was on.
It was on something
the
else.
Oxygen
it was on
tank.
The tank.
It was on the
wasn't
tank.
Wasn't it? The shark came up to her, grabbed her tank, and that's what kept. And then she kind of got tossed then from the. And that's what kept her from getting bit. And then the next time that the shark came, she smacked it with the with the tank. But then she ended up having to let the tank sink, and that's where the tracker was. Because Declan was following that tracker, and he started seeing it sink, and he started panicking that she was drowning. But she wasn't attached to the tracker anymore. That whole, I was like, oh my word, oh my word. But then when he came on his speedboat, and he's just like, Well, he's not driving the speedboat, but he's on the side and he just scoops her right up out mm-hmm. of the water. And I was like, oh. It was so perfect. He was like this superhero. Because he is a former, Navy SEAL / Black Ops?
He's something.
He's not even, he technically retired, but then he got called back in to play because of his position in the tech world and being a billionaire in the tech world. The government called on him to basically be
an undercover
operator.
Mm-hmm.
Because them Russians were coming.
Right. And he could speak Russian.
And he could speak Russian because his mother, mm-hmm. is that right? Was from Russia
mm-hmm.
or something like that. Which is why Austin questions most of the book. She's questioning, like, is he really a bad guy?
And you'll see in the book where his undercover has come to his issues.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that he was in doing.
Yeah. And doesn't he end up saying I to the government, like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. Because he doesn't want Austin's life
mm-hmm.
put in danger.
Yeah.
So, but did you feel like it was almost like a Cinderella Prince Charming thing? Because he's like this billionaire. He comes and scoops her out of the water, saves her, puts her on his big old yacht. And she's like treated like a princess the whole time.
I wanted to see this yacht. The way
it really made me want to go travel the world, this book. Like,
you wanted to go, hey, babe, can we afford a yacht? Right. Let's just go. But don't ever let me off the yacht. Because the whole time being in the water scared me for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was really super scary.
Mm-hmm.
But then the couple that's on his yacht, he was taking back to the island, Mariposa Island, because they were going to adopt those boys. They were getting through all the legal work for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman, after Declan left the woman was out there and she's like, honey, that man is in love with you. And she's like, no, we're just friends. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, he ran the motors on this boat at full speed for, I can't remember how many, like 16 hours to get to you. He could have burned his yacht up and he could have cared less. He just wanted to get to you. And then she also was like, oh, well, like maybe he does like me.
Yeah.
But then when they're out on the yacht, those people board his yacht, right? How do they?
Remember that? Some of them are working on the yacht.
Yes, yeah, some of his employees on the yacht, you're right, are bad.
And Phoenix is on the yacht. As yeah, Belle.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because Steinbeck's on there too. No, not yet. Comes
later. Because she's trying, she's gotten what she needs.
And she was trying to get off.
Because she threw off her mate. She's like, I'm going to get off. And then, boom, the bad people
okay,
come on.
Yes, because, okay, yeah, I totally forgot. Because remember at the beginning, Steinbeck walks away from Declan because now he's questioning Declan's loyalty. He's like, are you a traitor to our country?
Yes, at the end of Doyle's book.
Yes, that's right.
And Declan's like, what's going on? He won't respond to me.
Yeah. So Steinbeck was on their friend's boat also looking for Austin.
Mm-hmm.
They were both looking, but it was Declan that got to her first.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They come back to port. And Belle's trying to get off. Belle, Phoenix, she's trying to get off.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steinbeck keeps her kind of trapped because he comes out on the pier, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, if he sees me, then.
My cover's blown, yeah.
I want you guys to tell me about, there are so many things that happen on that boat. Tell me, like, how did you handle all that? I mean.
So they get in trouble or get caught up. And I feel like they're getting out. Like some of them got away.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me so mad when they took off and left Austin and Declan. Yeah. I'm like, those are your friends, you know?
Yeah.
And then I feel like, oh, okay, they got away. And then boom, something else happens. It was just a constant. Every time you thought, no matter where they were at, they were safe.
Yeah, because they're there.
Yeah.
And I think, don't they start heading back towards the island
mm-hmm.
with everybody on board this time? then they, while they're at this out at sea, they get boarded. Mm-hmm. They get off, and like Declan gets punched in the face a few times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. beat up real bad.
And he's trying to like be in the middle and like just let these guys go. It's me you want, blah blah mm-hmm. blah. And then that doesn't work. And then somehow they get off. What do they use the first time to get off? Jet skis?
No, it's a boat. They're No, the jet skis is later on.
What is later? So it's like the what like, do they call that thing? Like
the,
a
the dinghy?
A dinghy?
A dinghy. Because I'm thinking there was two on there.
Yes, mm-hmm. there were two. So they get off, they get away that time.
But not all of them. No. Austin, Steinbeck, and Declan are still on there, on the boat.
Because Steinbeck sneaks onto the boat.
Yes, and right? they go to jump, oh, and the people...
Right. And then and the Phoenix is hiding in the down yes. below to try to help.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yes, she is. They're, oh,
that's right.
It is action-packed.
Yeah, and the people on the boat, bad people are coming at them, shooting them. And the people, hurry up and jump, and they couldn't jump. And the people took off before they could really try to get onto the boat.
Yeah, that's right.
And left them.
Yeah. And then they get, somehow, I can't remember how this worked. Yes, because then Phoenix comes in, then they get off on the jet skis, right? And then they end up on some cargo ship that goes to Cuba. And when they're there, Steinbeck and Phoenix run and jump ship and leave Declan and Austin. Because he's like, I am a current Navy SEAL. If they take me in, they aren't letting me go. Because they're going to want the secrets I have. So he and Phoenix, remember they jumped off? So then Declan and Austin, Declan can get through because he's billionaire, well-known billionaire. Mm-hmm. So he gets them through. And then... what was it? Then somehow they were going to go get on a plane, right? But then that got blocked.
Her friend that
yes, Phoenix's had, friend.
Because she's on the island. She gets help.
Mm-hmm.
Calls the, is this the one where they call the embassy? No, yes. That's Steinbeck's book. That's no. Steinbeck's.
There's somebody from the embassy that helps get Declan out, but I think they're dirty too, aren't mm-hmm. they?
Yeah. Yes.
And they sold him
and
off.
The people take her down, or that guy takes her down. She yeah. gets some clothes and thinks she's safe. But then the captain comes flying. Isn't that the captain?
So
when they're going to the plane?
His boat is in the dock. His yacht is there because the captain is dirty.
Yes. Yeah, and the cook.
And the cook.
And was those the only
So what there? Happened is then they went, they were supposed to fly out. But then the bad guys got in between them and the plane, and Phoenix stayed behind and said, I'll catch up to you, but she never did.
Yes.
Remember that? So then they went running. They snuck back on his yacht, went to take it out, and then...
there were still pirates on it.
Yes. And then there was the second dinghy. There's always some sort of, like... device that they can get off this boat.
Because when they took the jet skis, they weren't full of gas because he had used them.
Yes.
And one of them was sinking.
And one of them yes. was sinking. I don't know. There was just so much.
I'm just
like,
kidding.
But he
so,
ends, yeah.
There's so much.
It's a lot.
Forgot about him on that. Because they were all stuck in that little cargo yeah. going yeah. to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It was so, like, I
oh,
loved
my
it.
Word. Yeah. You can't put this one down.
No,
I don't think I have those events in the right order now because it's been a while since I read it, but it was like, I would never want to get on that yacht again. Of course, you, in the end, no one can get on the yacht again. But I was like, oh my word, because every time they get on, they think they're getting away. There's some bad guy.
Oh, I know, because that one time I'm like, yes, they're on it.
Oh. No.
Yeah. Okay, so were there any other events that surprised you, delighted you, or made an impression on you?
No. I mean, it's
his whole, her first dinner after being at sea was kind of funny how mm-hmm. he put that together. I was like, what would we want after being lost at sea? Would I want a cheeseburger? Probably.
Yeah.
Something good.
Yeah. I know. I this one was probably my favorite because I just probably fell in love with Declan. I felt bad for him because everybody treated him like he was a traitor. But he couldn't come out and say, no, I'm like a double agent for the government. I am a good guy, but he couldn't come out and say it. So he just had to put up with, you know, not being trusted by his friends. And
it didn't help with Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh, and remember when she was diving for that statue that her friend always wanted to find?
Yeah.
And she, remember her finding it over there in that church?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wherever they landed?
Mm-hmm.
On that island or what? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, this one was definitely intense.
And there was, yeah.
And there's more of Phoenix and Steinbeck that you get, but it's more in the main story now because they're really intertwined together. And I can't remember the demonstration of his AI robot, dog robots. Was that in this book or was that in Steinbeck?
That's in Steinbeck.
That's in Steinbeck.
Okay.
I know it's hard after a while to keep some of them straight.
Yeah. All right. What is the mystery level in Austin?
Latte.
Yeah. Suspense level?
Latte.
Mm-hmm.
Like a triple latte?
I know. That's what I was like. Triple latte for sure. Inspiration?
I think it's more mocha. Because I felt in this one there was more inspirational. Because Declan is praying and stuff. And they're saying verses. And so is Austin. Like she was out to see. So I felt like this one had more. So I
Would go with that. Could you?
I could go. Yeah. I wrote espresso, but I could mocha. See mocha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that too. What about the drama level?
Latte.
Yeah, latte. Okay. I had to think, like, is it more mocha? I think there's a lot more suspense than drama.
But we get the sibling drama. You get the...
Austin and Steinbeck right at each other, mad.
Yeah. True. That's true. What about the romance level?
Espresso.
See, I was going more mocha. I think I really like hero worshipped Declan, probably. he was just, I thought he was pretty romantic, but he also had the money to be super romantic. Yeah. So. Not that you have to have money to be romantic, but you know what I mean? Like,
he could get you
bigger
anything
gestures.
You want.
Yeah. But he was super sweet. And with his mom, like, he didn't come from money. He worked his way into that money. And anyways, what is your overall lasso rating of Austin?
Three.
Okay, three is our highest.
Uh-oh.
But I honestly would go
four.
Like five on this one.
Wow.
I would go beyond our highest rating of three, and I'd give it five lassos out of three.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It was good.
I loved it.
You just won the rodeo. Is that?
That's right.
Hooked hog tied.
You're now the rodeo champion.
Well, then I'm going six lassos.
Wow.
We just said three because she said that's the max. So.
I know. We normally keep it because it's easy to keep it because, you know, one is a miss, two is a hook, and three lassos is hooked and hog tied.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have those books that go beyond. It's beyond the three, I think. So, I don't know.
So when are we getting a yacht to rent? Do our book club on a yacht.
Yeah, could we do a book club on a yacht? That would be so cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's work on that. I can't afford a yacht or a ride on a yacht. I'd have to have somebody who's generous say, come record on our yacht,
look for
ladies.
Some sponsorships.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. If Declan was real, he would let us do book club on his yacht. I think he's that kind of guy.
Yeah. But do you want to be on his yacht?
Right? Like, I know. That's the thing. You might get shot at. You might.
We will stick
up.
To like Deweit Lake and Wawasee and like all that. Yeah. Like,
stick to our aerial lakes.
Like, let's borrow your yacht, but we'll provide the captain and the
right.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, that concludes our discussion of Austin, and next week we will dive into the final book featuring Steinbeck and Phoenix.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.